I'd like to call the meeting to order for the City of Savannah Zoning Board of Appeals. This is the May 27th, 2001 meeting. This is a quasi-judicial proceeding. All those wishing to give testimony during these proceedings will please sign in. Witnesses will be sworn in prior to giving testimony. Please silence your cell phones at this time. All proceedings of the Savannah Zoning Board of Appeals are recorded. Decisions of the Savannah Zoning Board of Appeals are final. Challenges to the decisions of the Savannah Zoning Board of Appeals must be filed through the Superior Court of Chatham County. At this time, if you will, let's stand and I'm going to give the prayer and then we will say the Pledge of Allegiance. Father, we just thank you for a time to come together and to do the business of this city. Lord, we ask your blessings on these proceedings, on the men and women involved in them. Lord, we ask your blessings upon the City of Savannah. Father, that you'd raise up godly men and women to fill every position of authority. Lord, that you'd bless the marriages and families of this city. In Jesus' name, amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, if there's no petitioners here, but if you're going to give testimony and you're listening in, if you will, where you are right now, please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I do solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. I'm going to assume that anybody that's going to be speaking has done that. All right. There's one item requested to be removed from the final agenda. That is 512 Forest Avenue, 21-002087-ZBA. next, we have the approval of the minutes from the April 22nd, 2001 meeting. Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion.
I move.
Okay.
Second.
All right, so that was Mr. Evans that made the motion and Mr. Plunk that seconded the motion. Am I right? All right, are we going to do a voice vote? Yes. All right, Mrs. Jarrett, how do you vote?
Aye.
Mr. Evans?
Aye.
Mr. Plunk?
Aye.
Mr. Condon?
Aye.
And Mr. Hall?
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes and the minutes are approved. Next, I'll need to hear a motion for the approval of the final agenda.
I make a motion we approve final agenda.
Okay, Mr. Condon has made a motion to approve the final agenda. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by
Mr. Evans.
Second by Mr. Evans. Mrs. Jarrett, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Evans?
Aye.
Mr. Plunk?
Aye.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
And Mr. Hall?
Yes.
Okay. All right, we will now hear the petition of 709 Stiles Avenue, 21-002358.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and board members. This case is before us today because the applicant is seeking a variance to the maximum front yard setback requirement to build a single family house. The subject property's particular zoning district has both a minimum and a maximum front yard setback. So in this case, essentially the petitioner is requesting to develop their house 20 feet further into the lot than what the zoning district permits at a maximum of 10 feet. The subject property is located on Stiles Avenue in the Carver Heights neighborhood. What I have here on the screen is a map. Can't really see it on this map, but Gwinnett Street runs perpendicular to Stiles, and Louisville would be up here. This is in the TR2 traditional residential zoning district. Subject property is a 2,757 square foot vacant lot with an average depth of 89.3 feet and an average width of 31.7 feet. The subject property was last developed with a single family house that was demolished in the 1990s. This is an aerial view of the property here where the red dot is located. And just to give you some proximity, this area here is where the new arena is currently being built. This is the property fronting on Stiles Avenue. And this is a more current shot that was taken on the site visit last week. The required rear yard setback for the subject property is a minimum of 20 feet and a minimum of 3 feet for the side yards. These standards can still be met with the proposed request that the applicant is seeking in the variance. There will be improvements and widening along Stiles Avenue with the expansion and development in the area. However, this will not result in any way of the subject property having their lot dimension and size being altered or taken. Here's another photo of the subject property from the side yard. And this building right here is the church that abuts the property to the rear. This is another shot of the subject property from the rear. So, requests for variances are reviewed by a set of criteria set forth in the ordinance, and I'd like to highlight a few of these. The first criteria regarding general consistency asks whether the variance shall be consistent with the intent of this ordinance and the comprehensive plan, and shall not be injurious to the neighborhood or otherwise detrimental to the public health, safety, or welfare. Staff's comment is that the requested variance is not likely to adversely impact the public health, safety, or welfare of the neighborhood. All setbacks from the abutting properties can still be met. What I'm going to show is a boundary survey that has the proposed footprint of the building. And as the applicant provided this, he showed that the 20 feet from the rear property line can still be met with this proposed 20-foot variance to the front yard setback. Another comment or criteria, rather, asks whether special conditions and or circumstances exist which are peculiar to the land, buildings, or structures involved, and which are not compatible to other land, buildings, or structures in the same zoning district. Staff's comment is that the subject property fronts on Stiles Avenue, a roadway classified as a collector street per Appendix A1 of the city's zoning ordinance. A setback closer towards the road may not only warrant potential noise pollution from Stiles Avenue, but staff sees this as a hazard from possible vehicular traffic as well, being so close to the road. Next criteria asks if the special conditions and or circumstances do not result from the actions of the applicant. Staff's comment is that the special condition does not result as an action from the resident or the applicant. The special conditions are not purely financial in nature, so as to allow the applicant to use land, buildings, or structures involved more profitably or to save more money. This condition is not purely financial in nature. It would allow for the variance to, the variance would allow for the applicant to build a more comfortable and safer single family home on this location. Public notice was sent out and posted on the subject property. As you saw, there was a sign on the subject property in the photo. Staff did receive one phone call from a church member. However, it wasn't a call to offer any opposition or support. They just were calling to see exactly what the petition was requesting. Outside of their phone call, staff didn't receive any notification of support or opposition. Based upon the subject property's frontage on a collector roadway and the foreseeable expansion of the nearby canal district, staff recommends approval for the request of the variance at 709 Stiles Avenue. happy to answer any questions that the board may have.
Thank you. Are there any questions for staff? Mr. Jarrett, do you have any questions for staff?
I do not. Thank you.
Okay. Is the petitioner present online?
Yes.
Would you like to say anything, sir?
Looking at what's going on with the Stiles Avenue and all the traffic and everything, this would be good to be able to pull in and turn around and kind of pull out without backing into the Stiles Avenue with different things that's going to be going on. So I just appreciate y'all for, taking a look at it and everything.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions for the petitioner? Are there any members of the public that would like to say anything? Please use the raise your hand feature online. Okay.
Can we ask the petitioner to give his name for the record?
Oh, yes. Sorry about that. Excuse me, sir. Would you mind stating your name for the record?
Warner Moore.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Is there any board discussion? Mrs. Jarrett, do you have anything you'd like to add before we call for a motion?
No, thank you.
Mr. Evans?
Nothing to discuss.
Mr. Plunk?
No.
Mr. Condon?
No, thank you.
Mr. Hall?
No.
Okay. At this time, the chair will entertain a motion if someone should like to make one.
Move to approve applicant's request.
Okay, Mrs. Jarrett has made a motion to approve the petition with staff, according to staff recommendations. Am I right?
Yes.
Is there a second to the motion?
A second.
Second by Mr. Evans. Any discussion on the motion? All right, Mrs. Jarrett, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Evans?
I vote in favor.
Mr. Plunk?
I vote aye.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
And Mr. Hall?
Yes.
All right, the motion passes and the variance is approved. There are no other items on the agenda, so if there's no objections, we'll call this meeting adjourned.